I wonder if Chris Fagan ever tunes in via the app, the coach of the Brisbane Lions. He's been good enough to join us for a chat about where how the team's placed going into its game on Sunday afternoon, which you'll hear here on 11:16 SEN against the Tigers. The Lions coach joins us. Good morning to you, Chris.
Good morning, Andy, Nick.
Chris, I know you would have very quickly turned your focus onto this week after last week's game, but I thought you guys were going to be super, super competitive against Geelong last week. How disappointed were you in the performance that, you know, the side by and large sort of dished up last week?
Yeah, we're disappointed in our second quarter. Our start was good. Our third quarter, we kicked five goals apiece, but in the second quarter, we made too many errors, skill errors, decision errors, a lot of them unforced, and Geelong made us pay. So, disappointed in aspects, but pleased with other aspects, which has been a lot of the story for the year. You know, we're a young group. The team we put out on the oval last week was about 3 years younger on average age than Geelong, and a lot of games and experience. So with our young group, unfortunately, that happens from time to time, but we're aiming for that to become less and less as we go forward.
Chris, we were at the game a couple of weeks ago when you beat the Bombers, and we complimented you on your passion after that victory, coming onto the ground and that embracing. Is that something that is natural, or have you sort of had to feel like you've adapted because they are a younger group and need a little bit more nurturing and emotion from you?
Oh, no, that was natural that day. I think that was a pretty exciting victory for us on the road against a team that's a good team, that's in finals contention on an oval where they play particularly well, and we'd come from behind, which is the first time we'd done that, so it was more of a natural thing. It probably wouldn't happen every week, but on that particular day, I thought it was worth celebrating that one.
What for you has been the greatest? You mentioned last week was disappointing in a few areas. What's the one area that you've been most pleased about, I guess, over the last 10 or so weeks where you've seen improvement?
Yeah, well, the one thing I've been pleased about all year has been our competitiveness. I think other than one game, I think where we played against Port Adelaide in round six, our effort was down that day. But in every other game that we've played, there's been some really positive things to come out of it. You know, like last week was Jared Berry tagging job on Joel Selwood, the form of Dane Zorko. That, I think, the ability of the boys to embrace the game plan. We've still got work to do there. We need to improve defensively, but offensively, our ball movement when we're on is really good. So we're just adding elements to our game plan as we go along.
Chris, you've been around footy a long time. How good a player is Dane Zorko?
Oh, he's a very good player. You know, I guess if people got to see him more often in the footy states, they'd have a real appreciation of him. I didn't. I knew he was a good player before I arrived, but watching him each week, he's been a real standout. And the thing about him is he's not just a guy that gets a lot of a footy. If you look at his statistics every week, he's up around 8, 10, 12 tackles and works hard defensively.
You're one of the things we've loved about the way you've embraced developing this team, Chris, is the fact that you haven't, you know, by and large this year, you haven't wanted to throw numbers back. You don't seem to be a coach that's worried about the scoreboard so much. You want to teach your players to play, you know, ostensibly one-on-one footy and play the right way. Are we reading that right?
Yeah, that's correct. You know, what we're trying to do up here is eventually develop a team that can challenge for a premiership. So to do that, you got to play in the right manner, and tossing numbers behind the ball to protect the scoreboard, I think, is really short term thinking. And you know, our guys know what we're on about. By and large, this year we've had a few games where we've been beaten by over 10 goals, but by and large, we've been really competitive playing that way. And we'll continue to do that, and we'll try to improve our defensive action as well.
I just want to divert to Luke Hodge, who you've worked very closely with for a long period of time. He's not only saying he's retiring at the end of the season, he's also playing his 300th game. Is there anything that you've been able to take from him as a leader to transfer or maybe give advice to a younger playing group up north?
Oh, well, the most outstanding thing about Luke as a leader is that he's a team man, and he'll do whatever role he needs to play to help the team win, he'll play. And the last person he thinks about is himself. And the other thing is that on the ground, vocally, which we all saw two or three, yeah, I think, in that game against Adelaide, his ability to instruct and coach and direct out on the oval is second to none. I don't know that there's been, I mean, we'll never know, but I don't know that there's been a player that can do it as well as he can. He understands the game so well, and he's got the time to do it and play well himself, which is just outstanding.
In terms of, you know, MVP-type stuff, Chris, you know, just the all-round 360-degree value that a player can bring to a group, has there been, and I know you're Brisbane now, but just reflecting one more time on the Hawthorn years, was there a more valuable player at Hawthorn than Luke Hodge?
No, because on top of all the other things that I said, his courage to go in hard for the footy and hit the opposition hard, second to none as well. And he's in a sense, he's probably the all-round performer. He had it all. Maybe not as brilliant as some, but on the big stage, in the big games, as we've seen with the fact that he's got a couple of Norm Smith medals, he never, ever let the team down when it mattered most.
Yeah, high That's praise, true. Isn't yeah. it? Hey, it was great news a couple of weeks ago when Josh Shackey resisted overtures to, you know, maybe think about his future elsewhere, Chris, but you didn't automatically, you know, reward that by picking him, you know, back in the seniors. He had to earn his spot back in, which he seems to have done. What's he had to do to get himself back into the senior lineup?
Look, I think the bottom line, Andy, was at the time, with all the decisions that he had to make and all the pressure that he was under, he wasn't really enjoying his footy. And the important thing was for him to go back and play in the MEAFL, get some games under his belt and start enjoying football again, as well as get back into some form. Now, I think he's played the last four games in the MEAFL. He's kicked about 15 goals. He kicked five last week. But that wasn't necessarily the important thing. He's taking a lot of marks, getting involved in score assists, and his defensive work really picked up. So, by and large, what we'll see on the weekend is a happier version of Josh Shackey than we had 5 or 6 weeks ago. And hopefully he can just play with that enthusiasm that we love in young players.
As a modern-day coach, is that the hardest part to understand the individuals and what they need? You know, some often need a clip, you know, pull their head in. Some need a bit of a hug and a bit of a nurture. Is that the greatest single challenge at the moment?
I think it always is for all coaches to, you know, get to the heart of what makes every player on his list tick and how to get the best out of them. And the biggest mistake you can make is treating them all the same. They're all different. They've all got different talents and abilities and ways that they think about their world. So you've got to work that out and work with it.
Last one. We noticed that Jacob Ellison's name's on the extended bench. Will he play this week, Chris? Is he going to make his debut?
He's probably more unlikely, I think, at this stage. We've got a bit more training to get through today, and we'll just see how that pans out. But he's been knocking on the door for a few weeks, and hopefully, if it's not this weekend, it's sometime soon, because he's a Queenslander, and he's a really terrific young talent with a lot of leg speed.
Looking forward to the game on Sunday, Chris. Thanks for joining us, and keep up the good work.
Thanks, Andy. Thanks, Nick.
Well done,
Chris Fagan, coach of the Brisbane Lions.